I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call. Because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Honestly, I mean, they're one of the best fans in D&B.
What's going on, y'all? It's your boy, C. Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode of the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. It's Saturday afternoon. You know, a lot of stuff happened this week that I got to react to. So your boy is on the podcast. Anything fitness related, health related, I'm going to cover it. All right. So real quick, before I get into it, man, please like the video, subscribe to the page. We got to get the message out there. Everyone supporting me, I appreciate you. So with all that being said, man, let's get into the episode. So this particular individual right here, I did a video on her a while back and got a lot of views on it, a lot of feedback, a lot of haters put it on TikTok. They reported my video, almost banned my page, and I told myself I'm not going to talk about her no more. But I changed my mind. We're going to talk about it. So let's get it. So we got Lizzo, man. She had a pretty eventful week, with a lot of criticism, a lot of support. And here, I'm going to give my take on it, man. So first, let's check out the video of her. This is part of the video that went viral. You know, she's at her concert. I got the sound off because I don't want to get a copyright claim. But, you know, you see her. She's active. She's doing her thing. She getting it. Go, girl. Go, girl. Go, girl. Yeah. 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 Okay. All right, so you see her, man. So a lot of people had a lot to say about this video. So I guess she had a recent concert, or, you know, that video dropped. So before I get into it, really, I just want to acknowledge that Lizzo is an amazing performer. She's talented at her craft, and she's probably one of the most entertaining performers out there, right? But that does not mean she's above criticism. So the one thing I want to point out is when you're a celeb, especially a woman, you're going to bring on a lot of attention. No matter your shape, size, color, race, whatever you identify, whatever, you're going to get a lot of attention. Women just get more attention than men. That's the world we live in. It's a fact, okay? Cardi B, negative attention. Megan Thee Stallion, for sure, gets negative attention. And my favorite person I love to talk about on this podcast, Lori Harvey, gets negative attention. And her and Lizzo, as far as their body structures, are complete opposites. And Lori Harvey even gets negative criticism. So that's going to happen. And she gets it about her body. So that's just part of the game. That's going to happen. All right. So I just wanted to make that clear. Stop telling people to mind their business, right? When they voice their opinion, especially on social media, it's a public platform. You put yourself out there, people gonna talk. People will talk shit about me all the time. All right. So with all that being said, man, we're gonna pull up this tweet by Leia Hilpern. Right, Leia be on Twitter going hard, bro. I don't like, she built different, bro. She made a tweet about Lizzo, and I'm going to bring that tweet up, but I'm just going to bring up the tweets that she tweeted after, you know, just to give you a little context. We need to have an honest conversation about the difference between thick and obesity. She spelled thick with two C's if you're listening on Apple Podcasts. One is attractive, the other causes heart disease. She didn't lie. We do have to have a conversation about thick and obese. You know, a lot of girls use that term thick just to stay where they are. They think it's cute when it's really, you just fat. I'm sorry, you just fat, okay? All right, let's check out another tweet. Yes, I care when famous people glorify and celebrate obesity. Obesity is a leading cause of death in the U.S. These celebrities are role models to young girls. Young girls deserve the truth, and they deserve better. She mentioned something key there. One of the leading causes of death in the U.S. Think about it. Think about another leading cause in the U.S. Let's say smoking. Smoking is one of the leading causes in the U.S., right? What if people just let them smoke? Let them do it. It's fine. We would sound crazy. We would sound crazy if we didn't try to fix the problem. And it's a problem. Whether you like it or not, it is a problem. It's a fact. And then one more tweet about her, and we really going to get into it. You will never understand how broken the average person is until you go on the internet and call out obesity, something that I do, and see the hate in DMs. Obesity is a leading cause of death in the U.S. To celebrate it is criminal. Nothing but facts, bro. Nothing but facts. So, all right. So, we got some context. You see what type of time she on. She on demon time. I love it. This is the tweet that got everyone at Leia's neck. How is Lizzo still this fat when she's constantly moving this much on stage? I wonder what she must be eating. And that's all facts. It's all facts. As talented as she is, as fast as she can move, for her to still be that big, what is she eating? Like, and not to get off topic, the last time I talked about her was when somebody tried to say she's in the same shape as an NFL linebacker. Listen, bro. Stop it. Stop. Please stop it. Their structures are completely different. Anyway, back to the podcast. So somebody responded to Leia and said, "No one asked your opinion. You're being a mean girl to a stranger and want to cry victim. Why are you white women so obsessed with being in people's business? FYI, she's more successful than you. Leave her alone. Mind the business that pays you. Leave black women alone, period." All right, listen. First of all, like I just mentioned, Lizzo is a celebrity. Like, super famous. People going to put people talk about celebs. Men, women, whatever. So people can state their opinion. They can do whatever they want. Okay? Pointing out that obesity is an issue. How is that mean? How is that mean? We live in a soft-ass culture where you can't tell the truth. You can't tell people that something is a problem and what you're doing is detrimental. And my issue with Lizzo is she has so much influence. And this is kind of what I talked about on my last episode. She has so much influence that she's convincing women that it's cool to be obese. It's cool where you at. You could stay there. You don't have to get better. You don't have to get healthier. And I haven't seen a workout video of Lizzo. She done claimed that she worked out. I haven't seen it. Haven't seen the results. So I don't want to hear none of that. Right? And this country's only going to get fatter. Okay? We're only going to continue to get fatter. Back to this tweet. Why are you white women so obsessed with being in other people's business? Listen. First of all, my black folks, because someone is a different color than you does not mean they can't comment on an issue, right? The color has nothing to do with anything, okay? Whether it's violence, whether it's obesity, whether it's whatever, anybody can comment on an issue, especially if it's affecting other races. Like, Lizzo's influencing white women too. She ain't just influencing black women. She's a celebrity, bruh. We gotta get this color shit out of here when it comes to obesity. Like, it's a nationwide problem affecting multiple races of people. All right, leave her alone. Mind the business that pays you. Leave black women alone. This has nothing to do with singling out black women and being mean to black women. Like, we gotta stop that shit, black people. Please, like.
Nope.
We gotta stop that, black folks. I'm telling you. I mean, we are the the leader of this obesity thing, and we think people just picking at us. Like, come on, man. You know, everything ain't about race. Everything ain't about race. Like, yeah, I'm a black man doing this podcast. Most of my audience is probably black, but it might be a white person, a Latina person that see this, Joe, and they're like, oh, man, dang, I need to get it together. Like, come on, bro. Man, y'all, this mindset is crazy. So Lizzo actually clapped back at Leah. She said, I just logged on the app, and this is the type of ish I see about me on a daily basis. It's really starting to make me hate the world. Then someone in the comments said, I eat lots of fast food. I literally stopped eating fast food years ago. I'm tired of explaining myself all the time and just want to get on this app without seeing my name in some BS. Lizzo, you ain't got to respond. Just do you. Just do your thing. And if you're so confident and you're so comfortable with being the way you are, you ain't got to respond. But it's affecting you because you know you want some bullshit. You know you want some bullshit encouraging this shit. You know that. And we're gonna have a quick nutrition lesson real quick. So she says, I literally stopped eating fast food years ago. Okay? Keep this in mind. That's not the formula. Just stop eating fast food alone is not the formula to not be fat. Okay? Then there's another tweet where I want to talk about nutrition. Lizzo is a high volume performer and is a full time vegan/vegetarian. So it's not about health, it's about looks. Got it. You can be big and in shape. Weight does not equal fitness. Gotta be the dumbest shit I ever heard. And looking at his profile picture, that motherfucker's not in shape. Okay? It doesn't matter. Okay, first, let's start here. Vegan does not mean healthy, one. And vegan does not mean you're in a caloric deficit or being a vegetarian, okay? Vegan, you can still drink sugary drinks. You can still drink alcohol. You can still overload on unnecessary and excess carbs that could be in sweets, snacks, whatever, okay? That does not mean healthy. So we got to throw that narrative out the window. On top of that, if you're not educated on macronutrients and how to eat or following a plan from a nutritionist or a dietitian, you're probably lacking protein. Most people who just go vegan, cold turkey with no knowledge, don't get any protein in. So if you're eating all these carbs, you're drinking sugary drinks, you're drinking alcohol still, and you're not eating any protein, any foods that are rich in protein, any meat pretty much, you're adding on to the fat issue that you want to get rid of, because protein builds muscle, muscle burns fat. If you want to get rid of fat, you have to build muscle. It's scientific. That's the only way. You can lose weight without losing fat, all right? Another thing too, man. You can still be in a caloric surplus if you're vegan, you know? So she could be vegan. I mean, she could do her performance. She can do her practices. And let's say she burned double what somebody burns in the gym. Let's say she burned 1,000 calories, right? Let's say she burned 1,000. But if she goes out and eats bullshit, if she's eating in a caloric surplus, because you can eat quote-unquote shit that you think is healthy and still be in a caloric surplus. It's not helping you. She's probably not weight training. I'm pretty sure she's not weight training. So her metabolism, when she stops moving, her metabolism probably stops. She's probably not burning as many calories as someone who probably lift weights and they leave the gym and they're burning calories throughout the rest of the day. So she's eating this bullshit. She's probably over consuming foods. That's the only way you get like that, man. Like, we got to stop telling people that that's just the way they are. Like, bro, no. You get like that through overeating, eating too much. It's a fact, okay? And it's just that's just what it is. So Lizzo, got a lot of respect for you and what you do, but you are preaching the wrong message to women. So sorry, and they gonna hate me because I'm telling them the truth, and that's cool, right? But they know what they want to look like for real. They know the results they want, man. For real, like real talk, bro. Real talk. And like I said, I always say this. There's a small percentage that's really cool with their size. they love being big, and they ain't nothing wrong with that. This ain't for y'all. But it's a lot of women who don't want to be that size. And they just make up in their mind that that's the way they are and they can't change. So that's what I'm here for, man. Moving on. We had another artist, you know, go viral this week. Had a lot going on. So we got the artist SZA, man. Shout out, first of all, I love SZA. I love SZA, man. I love her music. She got some dope tracks. Since I was talking about her today, I was bumping one of her tracks just now. I'm like, dang, she got it. The joint with Travis Scott, she got it. So look, man, look, before I bring the picture up, she got a BBL, okay? Now, y'all know how I feel about BBLs. But this one right here, this hold on, we're going, dang! Who is the surgeon? God. Oh my dang. Yeesh. Who is the surgeon, Brad, man? He did a great job. He earned all his bread, man. Let's. One time for the surgeon, man. One time for the surgeon. He did his thing with that. Man, sheesh. Whew. All right. Now, of course, she's getting criticism. She's getting support, just like Lizzo. There's going to be people on both sides, right? Now, I forgot my picture to upload. But her BBL is a lot different. And I'm going to tell you why. She commented on, was it the Shade Room? I forgot who she commented on. But it was one of these pages. I was the Shade Room, Hollywood Unlocked. I'm sorry, I cropped a picture out, but I'm gonna get it for you in a second. So, boom. So let's pull up her comment. So people were going, you know, getting on her about her BBL. SZA responded. I'll get the page for you in a second. It was on the. Damn, I still can't see the page. Whatever page it was, she commented. She said, LMAO, but when I got a six-pack on my own and posted my entire fitness journey while I was working out, even did lives for other people to join and do Pilates for free, nobody cared. I was an athlete my whole academic life. I'm not lazy. I just know what I'd rather spend time on. Y'all be blessed. Now, I will say, her BBL is different than most, okay? She didn't have to get it, and she didn't use it as a solution to weight loss. And she's open about it. She's not lying about it. That's my issue. When I posted that I actually approve of this BBL, this girl responded was like, fuck out of here, you anti-BBL king. And I was like, no, I'm not anti-BBL king. I just don't like when women lie about it, I hate when women use it as a solution to weight loss when they need to take their ass to the gym. Y'all think she responded? That's not me, bro. Like, people just be responding to the videos and don't listen to anything I'm saying. Not once have I ever said, don't get a BBL or I hate BBLs. There ain't one video where I said that. Not one. But people just get triggered and do whatever the fuck they want, say whatever the fuck they want, right? Now, SZA, she's influencing BBL culture as well, right? Pretty girl, super talented, dope music. There's no need to get it. She didn't have to get it. And she said she was tired of going to the gym. But I mean, like, yo, listen, man. The gym is not just this little quick fix thing. And if you want a fat ass, like, you gonna have to, I'm sorry, like, if you ain't just come out the womb with it, if your mama or grandmama, and you ain't get it from your daddy's side, you gonna have to work for it. Like, I'm sorry, it's just a fact. You just gonna have to work for it. It's achievable, and nowadays, we got the, and it's hard work, but we got the access, we got the knowledge to make it happen. Like, she didn't have to do that, and she been in the gym, too, but, hey, that's the world we live in. But SZA, you get a buzzer for your comments. With your surgeon? Your surgeon is fire, okay? Oh, man. So, listen. The whole BBL mindset gotta go, man. It has to go. And I haven't really, you know, really dove into this topic because I don't wanna offend people, and I'm gonna try to keep it as clean as possible. But I have a client currently with a BBL. I've trained girls with BBLs. I know girls with BBLs. And it's the mindset that comes with it. That's an issue, right? I'm gonna explain why. And this isn't all the girls with a BBL. This is not all of them. In no way, shape, or form. Majority that I've seen and met personally, yes, this is the mindset. I'm gonna tell you why. So there was a recent situation where a famous girl died. I'm not going to say her name on the podcast. She died recently from cosmetic surgery. They didn't specify which, but I think we know what it was, or what we can assume what it was. And we were talking about it in the gym. I'm also going to do an episode on that, but not about her, but I'm going to do an episode about that. But we were talking about it in the gym, and the girl was saying, well, she could have had heart failure or this and that. And I'm trying to get her to understand, look, you won't even be in that situation if you weren't even getting the surgery. So no matter what it was, no matter what the complication was, the surgery is what triggered it, right? And the girl was beautiful who passed away, and it's very unfortunate. She got kids. It's just, it's heartbreaking. So I don't really want to talk about it, but there was no need to get it. Similar to scissor, no need to get it. No need to put yourself at risk and put yourself in that situation, right? So the girl tries to rebuttal me like, no, my BBL changed my life. I said, how did it change your life? She starts talking about men that's attracted to her, and she loved the way she looks. And I said, look, I asked her one question. I said, were you a virgin before the BBL? She was like, no. I said, then it ain't changed nothing. Because the dudes was hitting it before. They was, sorry, y'all. I don't get vulgar on my podcast. They was hitting it before the BBL, and they hitting it after. So nothing changed. You still was attracting dudes. Literally nothing changed. And I said, what changed? She literally could not answer it. And I'm like, there's nothing that you could have achieved that you couldn't achieve in the gym without that. Like, you didn't need to get that. She could have a very nice shape from the gym. I'm like, you didn't need that, bro. So, you know, we happened to be doing some conditioning yesterday. I made her run the steps. And literally like, I'm sorry, shorty, if you see this episode, it's all love. But she's running the steps like an old woman, huffing and puffing at the top. And I'm like, you sitting here. And then she told me, like, she was like, she said she wants to get more surgery. I'm like, what else you need to get? And she said a breast reduction, but I know she want to do some more stuff with her stomach. And so if you go on Google and look at the BMI, the range it needs to be in to get a BBL, they're going to say 18 to 25. So I asked her, I said, what is your BMI? She said like 35. I'm like, how did you even get approved to get this surgery? And she said she got denied by a few doctors. I'm like, that's your sign right there that you don't need to get it. And she was like, no, I just asked until I found a doctor. And I was like, look, you need to be thankful to still be here, that there were no complications in your surgery. And I said, please don't get any more. You here at the gym, you got a bomb-ass trainer who gonna work hard, who gonna go hard for you, who got the knowledge to get you where you want to get to. Like, you don't need no more. So back to the steps. So she ran, literally running up the steps like an old woman, huffing and puffing at the top, and literally moving like this. And I'm like, yo, like, the last thing you need to worry about is surgery if you're struggling getting up a flight of steps and you're in your early 30s. It's crazy, man. It's the mindset has to go. Like, you can't even move your body. Like, if a fire broke out and you had to get up a flight of steps, I'm scared you're not going to make it. Crazy, man. And mind you, this the same girl she can't get her diet right. And I'm not doing this to bash my clients. I'm just talking the reality of people who get these surgeries and they say the gym won't help them, right? You're not even giving the gym a chance. So she's struggling now. She got the surgery. She's struggling with her diet. She can't eat right. So she suggested that she should get hypnosis. She asked me if she should get hypnosis to get somebody to convince her and get her mind in the right space to eat right. And she was dead serious, bruh. I'm like, did you eat yesterday? She's like, yeah, I ate yesterday. I'm like, just change what you eat. You don't need no hypnosis. It's crazy, bro. It's crazy, dog. It's crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy. I've heard some of the craziest things from women with the surgery, and it's not all women with the surgery that think like this, right? It's not at all. But yeah, man. And that's why the gym is amazing, because not only is it going to teach you discipline, teach you how to be consistent, it's going to change your mindset. You're going to realize, you know, the changes you can make and the bullshit that you do in your life. It's just very unfortunate, man. That's why I do this podcast, man. That's exactly why I do this podcast. I know I'm reaching somebody. I get positive DMs every week. I get positive comments on the podcast. But you know, that's the world we live in, man. That's the world we live in. And I guarantee her mindset's like that, because she sees people like Lizzo tweeting and her supporters tweeting and making them think that it's okay to stay the same. And, you know, when it comes down to it, they hate the way their body looks. And they want to get surgery. If you liked the way you were and you were comfortable, you wouldn't be trying to get surgery. So, and, you know, that physique that you want, ladies, it can be achieved in the gym. Well, even if it's like if you want a fat ass, it can be achieved in the gym. It's a fact. So, as I close the podcast, I saw another video this weekend. And again, y'all think I just be talking and making stuff up, but there was a doctor on TMZ who confirmed everything that I say about BBLs. It's not being safe. There's another solution for the gym.
You're not a doctor, so you can't say that. You don't know what you're talking about. You don't know what you're talking about. You're just making stuff up. You're just a trainer. Your basketball career sucked, so that's why you're just a trainer and you yell at women all the time.
Get the fuck out of here, man. All right, so look, let's check out this video before we wrap up. All right.
The danger here.
It's extraordinarily dangerous. It turns out it's the most dangerous, not only plastic surgery procedure, it's the most dangerous operation there is with the highest fatality rate. And I'll tell you why. You take fat from one part of your body, typically the abdomen, you process it, and you inject in the buttock. Sounds easy, right? The problem is there's these very small little veins in the buttock that lead directly to the vena cava, which is the major blood vessel that brings blood back from your body to your heart, to your lungs. If you get fat in those little vessels and it gets in the main vena cava and goes to your lungs, it's over. It's the most fatal operation there is. And I would advise there are other ways to get a full buttock besides that.
If it's the deadliest operation, period, are they giving warnings when they do this to people? I mean, are people adequately being informed about the dangers here?
Not in my opinion. Now, last year, before the pandemic, an international task force was gathered to warn all of Europe that this is such a dangerous operation. And in this country, the American Society of Plastic Surgeons started to talk about it. They sent out a few articles about it, and then everybody pretty much ignored it. But listen, it's super dangerous. You can do it in the gym. There are safe fillers to do it. I recommend people back away from Brazilian butt lifts.
Down the Monko, Monko. Down the Monko, Monko.
Come on, man. Come on, man. I'm always gonna back myself up with some support, man. So look. With all that being said, man, thank you all for tuning in. Please like, subscribe, send a video to a friend. Another episode of the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Catch y'all on the next one. We out.
Honestly, I mean, they're one of the best friends in DMV.